The Animal Legal Defense Fund, a national nonprofit, filed the suit. They say the UW failed to release all the records from the federally mandated meetings that approved the controversial animal research. The project involves separating 20 newborn monkeys from their mothers. Kelsey Eberle is an attorney for the ALDF. She says the UW has already released minutes for the meetings, but they're very sparse. Eberle says getting handwritten notes from the official meeting recorder and participants is key to getting a full picture of the discussions.
That's the only way we're going to find out whether the university did its due diligence as the Animal Welfare Act requires and, really ask the hard questions that it should have been asking about this research.
In response to months of controversy surrounding the study, the university hosted a discussion on animal research ethics earlier this month. At that discussion, Eric Sandgren, director of the UW-Madison's Research Animal Resources Center, said the potential long-term benefits of the study, producing anxiety-treating drugs for millions of humans, outweighs the concerns about animal treatment.
Considering the magnitude of the problem that we're dealing with here, I believe it would be unethical not to go forward with this study. If you don't do the study, then you lose the possibility of gaining those particular benefits.
A UW-Madison spokesperson says the university takes its responsibilities under Wisconsin's open records laws seriously. The university wouldn't comment further because the lawsuit is ongoing. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.